You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. Michigan hospital leaders say the rapid rise in COVID cases is frightening. At this rate, they predict hospitals across the state will fill up with COVID patients at levels Southeast Michigan experienced in the spring. IPR's Taylor Wisner has more.
The percent positivity rates in northern Michigan tripled in the last month, and hospitals up north, as well as those around the state, are filling up with COVID patients. Alarmed by this, hospital officials from every region in the state held a press conference today to ask the public to help stop further spread. Here's Michigan Health and Hospital Association's Brian Peters.
If this continues in the coming weeks, we will surpass our all-time record high in terms of COVID inpatient hospitalization.
Hospital leaders, for the most part, say they could take a bigger surge, and they say they can expand COVID wings and open field hospitals if needed. But what they don't have enough of is staff. When Detroit was hit hard in the spring, healthcare workers across the country stepped in to help. Now that everywhere is a COVID hotspot, there's no one to provide that extra support, says Tina Friesdecker of Spectrum Health in Grand Rapids.
Our team, they've been dealing with this for a very long time, so they are tired. They're doing an exceptional job right now. But we also know that they may be getting sick.
In situations in the past, hospitals could send their patients to other systems further north or south. But if every hospital system gets hit with a surge, they might not be able to do that. Gar Atchison of UP Health System in Marquette says that's especially worrisome for northern Michigan hospitals.
We are the safety net hospital for the Upper Peninsula. So it is a concern of us when we hit capacity and, you know, Region 6 and downstate are full. What's going to happen then?
With fewer resources up north, that means some residents could go without care. To avoid those scenarios, Michigan hospital leaders are asking people to take more precautions. They say state data shows people are not masking up or social distancing in private. What to some may seem like innocent get-togethers is leading to massive spread across the state. Munson Healthcare President Ed Ness says it's not just cities.
Because it was isolated before, I think some of our rural communities felt that they're isolated, that they're protected. And our recent data has shown that it doesn't matter where you live, we are facing the same situation.
For now, the message is the same. Limit the size and number of social gatherings, wash your hands, mask up, and stay 6 feet apart. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Taylor Wisner.